Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The New Yorker about male friendships, or the apparent lack thereof, titled, Should Men Even Have Friends?
Ooh, intriguing title. It sounds a bit provocative. What's the main point of the article?
Well, it centers around Andrew DeYoung, the director of a dark comedy called Friendship. Ironically, the film's tagline is Men Shouldn't Have Friends. Get that? The article explores the complexities and challenges men face in forming and maintaining close bonds.
Ha, that's quite the paradox. So is DeYoung's film some kind of anti-bromance?
Kind of. The movie stars Tim Robinson, who plays a socially awkward character named Craig, who befriends a cool guy named Austin, played by Paul Rudd. They bond over typical guy stuff, but the friendship ultimately implodes.
So it's a commentary on the fragility of male friendships.
Exactly. DeYoung talks about how men avoid direct communication, which can lead to these kinds of implosions. He even shares a personal anecdote about being blown off by a colleague he'd tried to befriend, which inspired the film.
I see. Interesting. That makes sense. It can be tough to put yourself out there, only to be rejected. Is the film all doom and gloom then?
That's an interesting perspective. What else does the article say about male friendships?
There's a scene in the article where DeYoung is in a laundromat and pinball arcade, observing a group of young men. He connects their behavior to the broader societal crisis of masculinity and the current fascistic turn as responses to vulnerability.
Wow, that's a pretty heavy interpretation. Does he elaborate on that?
He suggests that in our hyper-stimulated world, turning to the right wing provides a sense of control. He sees his character, Craig, as embodying the rage of wanting connection but not knowing how to achieve it.
Huh, that's a thought-provoking take. I think I'm starting to see why the film is called Friendship. I got it. So is the message of the film that men are just doomed to fail at friendship?
Not necessarily. The article also touches on DeYoung's own friendships and how he values honesty and transparency. He seems to suggest that these qualities are key to building strong bonds, even if it means facing some uncomfortable truths.
That makes sense. So it's more about the how of friendship than the whether.
Precisely. It's a call for greater emotional honesty and vulnerability in male friendships.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this fascinating discussion. Thanks for joining me on this exploration of male friendship, and be sure to check out Andrew DeYoung's film Friendship when it comes out. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.